Over 4 hours, one of the world's busiest commercial shipping routes is closed down to make way for the Bosphorus race, taking teams on a race course stretching between the natural waterway of two continents. The racing is quite simply unique, a spectacle set between the two bridges that connect the European and Asian sides of Turkey. The opening day of the regatta gave the perfect opportunity for teams to check their level and skills during the practice race and measure up the form of their fellow competitors. It was then straight into racing action, with one short inshore race to put the fleet through their paces. The practice race was scheduled at 1300 hours, but with no wind, teams were postponed for around 90 minutes, waiting for the breeze to kick in. This year, 35 teams will be competing in one offshore and 5 inshore races over the weekend. The first day of racing, the program had 2 races scheduled, with medium winds. On Sunday, we had only 2 inshore races. Finally, at the end of the races, the big winners were boat Simina for Class A, boat Hope for Class B, and Pelican Racing for Class C. And so it began. 22 boats with 110 sailors were at the starting line, showing the Far East 28R has a great audience. And the future looks promising too. Great weather conditions, with winds of up to 13 knots for this first day of the championship, allowed the Far East 28R to show off its sailing prowess. The day ended with a spectacular dinner at the Old City Hall, a building full of history back to the 15th century. Stay with us as the action from the Far East 28R World Championship continues tomorrow.